Welcome to a brand new episode of TLC Talk. Let's TLC talk, shall we? By the way, I'm live on TikTok and recording a podcast for the Sarah Fraser Show. I'm a mess. I've been crying all morning. I did a therapy session and I got in touch with my inner child. Let me tell you something, okay? Do not, if you're getting ready to record a podcast, do not have a therapy session and get in touch with your child, okay? Your inner child. You fucking cried the entire time. Ugh. Anyhow, I'm sure it's very healing. You know, it's very healing. I feel great after, but oh my God, the minute they go, you know what? Can you think back to an experience that you might have had where you felt like, you were picked on or you couldn't speak up. Oh my God, cue the waterworks, honey. Anyhow, I'm getting in touch with my inner child. You know, there's always work to do on ourselves, always. And, you know, I was a very fat kid. I was picked on a lot when I was fat. And then when I lost weight, I became popular. And for a long time, I sort of didn't really tell people how I felt, like my true opinion, because I knew what it was like to like not get along, be excluded. So it's like, as long as I'm being included, I'm going to go along to get along. And now I'm back to, you know, trying to share my opinion in a, you know, not really a confrontational way, but saying, oh, hey, I disagree with that. Why do you think that? And let's discuss. Anyway, no one wants to fucking hear that. Let's move on. I have so much tea to talk about today. Welcome to Plathville. Have you seen Olivia Plath's sister, Lydia Meggs? Oh my God, forgive me. I know nothing about the Bible. So is Lydia a biblical name? It has to be, right? Micah is a biblical name. Who the hell is Micah in the Bible? Somebody get on my TikTok and tell me. Because what's crazy is, so Lydia Plath's sister, sorry, Olivia Plath's sister, Lydia Meggs, and then there's also a Lydia Plath, has given an exclusive interview. I'll tell you about the family stabbing that happened. You know, there's news on where Ethan and Olivia Plath have moved to. We're going to get to that. We have to talk about 1,000-pound sisters. We know more about Tammy's wedding. I have to talk about that. You know, because Tammy from 1,000-pound sisters is married and we're getting a season 4, and you're going to see everything about she and Caleb Willingham's marriage. On top of that, John and Kate +8. Oh my God, I would do anything to interview either John or Kate. An update on Kate. Where does Kate live? Is she headed back to reality television? And one of her children is speaking out. That and Sister Wives. We got to do a recap about Sister. Oh, and there was a hotel. There's a whole tell-all. 90-Day Fiancé Single Life Tell-All Part 1. What did you guys think? Let's do that first, and then we'll get into everything else. Look, I'm sort of like, part one was sort of boring to me. I was scrolling on the phone and watching. I think part two is going to get really good, right? I mean, obviously then Tim and Tim's ex, they're going to get into it. We're going to see Sinjin. We all want to see Sinjin and Tanya, right? So Sinjin's going to come back out. So, but the first part one was just like, I don't know. I'm not really interested in the guy from South Africa. I don't even remember his name because he's just such a douche all the time. I'm like, why are we still dealing with him? Natalie, to me, I love Natalie. She's like great television, but Natalie's with Josh. If you read the blogs, Natalie and Josh reportedly live here in Long Beach, California, like a stone's throw from where I live in LA. And they're together, but they keep doing all these shenanigans about Michael and if she's going to get back together with Michael. And she's like not getting back together with Michael at all. So I don't know. I wasn't that impressed. I mean, I love the tell-alls. Like the last season of 90 Day Fiancé, they were so good. I think Happily Ever After will be really good. But I was just not that into it, I have to say. You know, I mean, Natalie like storms off. Who cares? I mean, you know. Yeah, do we believe like Natalie has called Josh's employees and like jealously thought that they were like hooking up with him? Yeah, absolutely. But like Faith says on my TikTok live, they got to pay the bills. Faith, you're right. Faith, you're totally right. They have to pay the bills. So Natalie is more than happy to call up Michael. Michael gets a little bit of a paycheck. We pretend that they could be getting back together. When she drives away from that, I mean, it's a beautiful property wherever they live, but it's out in bumfuck nowhere. You're like, Natalie is not getting back together with Michael. This chick has been on the beach in Miami, like flaunting her new tits for the past 2 years. You think she's going back to like the woods where you only get one bar cell phone reception? No. Anyhow, So there you go. I was not that into it. People want to know if I watch Love After Lockup. No. You know what? Maybe I'll start watching Love After Lockup. Okay, so that was kind of my thoughts on that. But I will say I did also appreciate this. Good T, a former producer of 90 Day Fiancé, did come out and talked about like who is difficult, who is not, as specifically Libby and Andre. Oh my God, and talked all about it. Talked about how Andre is just a douche in real life too. They've been on my podcast, by the way. Go back and listen to the episode. I enjoyed them a lot. They were really fun. Now again, it's like an hour interaction. But the producer really goes into all the drama of their family. Like, it's totally real. Everybody in the family kind of obviously caters to Andre and Libby. And they claim Libby goes to the producers and goes, how do you want me to act in this scene? What do you want me to be like? Just tell me. And, like, Libby, they're always late to everything. It was a good little dish. It was a good little spill about what they're really like. Anyway, I mean, I don't think all that support. And they said that Andre is very difficult, but like he will get stuff done. So they're difficult in that they show up late. They like put in minimal effort. Apparently Libby's just like, what's my line? Like, you know, tell me what you want me to act like. And Andre's a douche, but they said he's sort of a douche you can kind of work with. Okay. There you go. Sounds good to me. So anyway, a little bit more of that. Okay. Obviously I'm live on my TikTok too, which I love. I'm getting so many comments here. Let's see. By the way, my friend Risa Callen, who I went to high school with, shout out to Risa Callen, who's on the TikTok live. I love you. She says that Kate Gosselin and the kids were in Bath, Maine at one point when they were still filming Kate Plus 8. Oh my God. How did I miss that back in the day? 90 Day franchise has been boring lately. I have to say, I agree with you. I'm really having 90 Day Fiancé withdrawals. I loved season 9 this past season. Quick snippet, Muhammad and Eve, you know, they're continuing to get divorced. Apparently, Muhammad has a new girlfriend. She looks kind of similar to Eve, actually. Anyway, and then Clarky B says, I love you, Sarah. Love you too. Oh my God, thank you. All right, let's move on to Welcome to Platteville because that's the hottest tea that's going right now. So Welcome to Platteville, you guys know I am like one of the original ride or die. Like I love the show. It's so good. Like the first time I ever watched it, it was just so shocking to me. Like how could these kids down in Cairo, Georgia have never even seen a cell phone, been 18 years old, never even drank a Coca-Cola, didn't even know like the brand. Like how do you not know what Coke is? I mean, how can you even keep, I feel like you're born and there's a Coke sign in the delivery room. It was so shocking when I saw this show. Anyway, now, 4 seasons in, we're confirmed to get a season 5 because Lydia Plath, and then there's another Lydia I'll tell you about. Lydia Plath did like an IG live, I believe, last week, essentially spilling a bunch of tea. Ethan and Olivia have moved to Minnesota along with Barry Plath. Like I said, what in the 4 feet of snow? I mean, no offense to my Minnesotians, I adore you. But I'm really biased right now. I live in California and you can give me shit. I love LA. I think, and I don't care, and New Yorkers can hate me. Y'all can come for me. I think Los Angeles is the greatest city on earth. I really do. It's the best. The people here, you can't beat it. You've got the ocean. You've got mountains. You've got Hollywood. You've got, oh my God, everything under the sun. Any food you can imagine. Any type of person you can imagine. It's the greatest city. It's the greatest city. And it has the glitz. It's got the glam. I love everything about LA. So I'm biased. So when people say to me they're moving to Minnesota, I think, oh my Lord. I mean, what in the 4 steps backwards are we doing? Now, again, all y'all from Minnesota listening, I love you, okay? I'm having a California moment right now. But they've moved to Minnesota. We're not exactly sure why, but Lydia Plath teased that we're going to find out in season 5, and they're filming. She revealed that they filmed the move. Barry's up there too. Barry has family up there. And apparently, and Barry must be getting online dating. You know what I mean? He must have gotten up to Tinder, put his radius for Minnesota. And I mean, the guy is out and about. You know how good season 5 is going to be? I mean, this is turning out to be the housewives of the TLC franchise. The housewives. I mean, we've got Kim with the DUI. We have Lydia Plath's brother with a DUI. Now there's a stabbing in that family. You couldn't even write it. So, okay, Olivia, Ethan, that's what we've heard. Now, what am I talking about a family stabbing? So, Lydia Meggs, Olivia's sister. So, Olivia used to be Olivia Meggs. Obviously, now she's Plath, right? I was actually watching it. The woman that did the interview was terrific. And it was on, oh my gosh, Reality. I wrote this down. Reality Squad on YouTube. You can watch it with Lydia Meggs. Oh my God, Lydia doesn't hold back. She basically talks about how she's totally estranged from her family, that her family was uber religious like the Plaths, but the Plaths were like more about fame. They were like a little bit more about, they were like religious, but they weren't like hardcore, but the Meggs family was. And you know, we all know, of course, that Ethan Meggs, wait, is it Ethan? No, stop. Are they all named the same things? Like, I am losing track left and right here. Well, I was going to say Olivia's brother, who we saw living with them, he was arrested for a DUI. And then Lydia Meggs said that her brother Micah ended up stabbing her younger sister just because he was upset. She explained that her brother Micah Meggs has psychological issues, but her parents blamed his cerebral palsy for his unexpected behavior. However, Lydia said that it doesn't justify his actions. She added he has been going to therapy for a couple of years now, remarking that his health condition doesn't affect much of his life. Look, she spills the tea. In this interview, she talks about being estranged from her family. She talks about how Lydia and Ethan met. Lydia explained how the shocking incident turned their Welcome to Plathville family upside down. She said that her brother-in-law is a cop, and when he saw her younger sister's stab wound, he told her parents that they needed to get Micah help from mental health care. Now, again, this is Olivia's side of the family, who we don't hear a lot about, okay? So people are going, Olivia, you mean not Lydia? Okay, I'm talking about Lydia Meggs. Lydia Meggs is Olivia Plath's sister. There's two Lydias. I know, this is confusing as hell. I guess they're all like kind of named the same things, even though they're two families. I know. My mind is blowneth as welleth. Anyway, if you are an Uber fan, you can go down the rabbit hole. I have so much to get to, so I can't like go into tons of detail. But Lydia Meggs has given this tell-all. Says she no longer speaks to her parents. Olivia doesn't either. It must be so hard to be in such a religious family. I know so many of you guys probably are watching this and like they couldn't do anything. Oh my God, and they were so brainwashed. Anyhow, it's a very revealing interview and it's on YouTube and it gives a lot of insight into Olivia Plath and Ethan Plath and the Plaths, but also kind of more about Olivia Meggs's side of the family, if you know what I'm saying. Let's see. People are going, who's more of a freak, Mama or Daddy Plath? Daddy Plath has the worst smirk. Oh, Barry does. I mean, Barry's smirk is a little weird. I'm not going to lie. John and Kate Plus 8, I had teased that there was new tea about that. Did you guys all see Colin Goslin, one of their sons, who has not spoken to his mother in years, gave an exclusive interview to ET. He says that that he's open to reconciling with his mom, hasn't spoken to his mom in years. The 18-year-old former reality star who was one of the Goslin sextuplets sat down with Kevin Frazier on ET for an exclusive interview. And Kate revealed several years ago that Colin had been put into an institution to help him deal with his alleged behavioral issues. Upon leaving the institution, Colin went to live with his father, and he says any connection to his mom has been severed after the experience. He's super handsome. And I can't believe John and Kate Plus 8's kids are 18. After being there, I didn't have a relationship with her, Colin tells the news outlet. Even before there, I don't think we had much of a relationship, and I think that just kept tearing it down even more. Looking back at the drama and eventual estrangement from his mom, Colin says he feels it stems from the pressure of having your family on reality TV. He goes on in the interview to basically say that it was a negative experience being on television. He's open to reconciling with his mom, but he knows that his mom wanted to be on TV solely for fame. My mom had her own agenda, and I don't know exactly what that was, but I was put in a tough spot, and my agenda was to make it out on top of that tough spot. Wow. Would you put your kids on reality TV? See, I hear all this and I'm like, I'd still probably do it. Why not? You know, maybe my experience, maybe it'll be better, you know? Then after that, a source says that Kate Gosselin is living in North Carolina and enjoying her scaled down quiet life. Do we think that's true? I don't think that's true. I think Kate would love to be back on television. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. I think there's probably a reason Kate is not on TV. I hear from sources that are not that are in the TV world, that she was very, very difficult, and eventually they pulled the plug because, like, you know, you can be difficult when you're on TV, but there's a line. You know, there's a point where people are like, this isn't worth it, you know? Just saying, that's the rumor about Kate, allegedly. Kate's now 47 years old. She purchased a 4-bedroom, 5-bathroom waterfront home in North Carolina in the town of Troutman for $750,000. We're told that the longtime Pennsylvania estate where they filmed, she sold at a slight loss of $1 million. Initially, Kate was hoping to score 1.3 when she first listed it in 2020. That's kind of crazy because the market was bananas. Like, how did you lose money on your home in the past couple of years? Anyway, so there's an update on them. Oh my God, I would love, they're like dream guests. Kate Gosselin, John Gosselin, dream, any of their kids, any of their kids. I would love to have them on. I'm obsessed. All right, let's thank some sponsors. So, gotta thank Horizon Fibroids. Guys, fibroids, 80% of women will have a fibroid by the age of 50. Fibroids can cause long periods, heavy periods, and they interrupt and can disrupt your fertility. Lots of times your OBGYN will tell you the only solution is a hysterectomy. Don't do that. That's like finite. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think y'all know this, but it's real serious. Before you do that, go and see my guy, Dr. Wilney. HorizonFibroids.com. They accept almost all insurance. You can submit actually a request there to make sure that they do take your insurance and even make an appointment online. Dr. Will Neem is a top fibroid doctor, not just in Maryland, but across the country. Okay, let me take a sip of water. Thank you. So if you have a question about fibroids, he loves helping people, even if you are living in Texas, Florida, the great state of Minnesota. HorizonFibroids.com. Christy Littman Photography. Now is the time to book your wedding photographer, your engagement photographer. Christy Littman is West Coast based, but she flies all across the country, and she is originally from the Washington, D.C. area. She is known for her incredible visual storytelling, and the best part about her photography services, she actually works with you, like with Zooms, with phone calls, even meetings sometimes in person prior to your wedding, so you feel incredibly comfortable with her. So on your wedding day, you're not nervous getting photographed. In fact, you take the very best picture of you and your significant other. She does every single kind of wedding under the sun, and her books are now open for 2023, but she's filling up very quickly. ChristyLittmanPhoto.com is her website, ChristyLittmanPhoto.com. Check her out. Oh my God, her ratings are 5-star, and you know, just from talking and hearing from her clients, the process that she does leading up to your wedding day is really special. So ChristyLittmanPhoto.com. 1,000-pound sisters, our girl Tammy got married. Love me some Tammy. Caleb Willingham is the husband. They met in rehab. And I think everybody knows this by now, but Caleb didn't work there. That was like the big rumor going around for a long time, is that Caleb worked there. No, he's a patient there. excuse me. Lord. He's a patient there. And they're doing great. Have you guys seen the pictures? They got married in Ohio at the rehab center. So she is still in rehab. We're getting a season 4, which launches in January. TLC already put out that announcement. It launches very quickly. Like, might even be January 7th. We're getting a new season. We're going to see the wedding. Amy seems happy about this. I hear from insider sources. You know, I had a source confirm to me before anybody else that they were engaged. Now, the source forgot to tell me, like, 2 weeks after they got engaged, they got married. You left that part out. Anyway. But I do hear that Amy is happy about this. I hear that they do feel like he's a good influence on her. You know, he's also on his own weight loss journey, which is great, right? She's had these other men that we obviously know are outwardly, like on social media, they admit that they're feeders. They want, like, you know, big women, and they want to like feed them as part of their fetish or whatever. So thank God, Lord, Caleb is not that, okay? You know, I've read that Tammy has reportedly lost 100 pounds, but it doesn't look like she's had the weight loss surgery. I don't think. Not sure. But I'm just getting that from the pictures. I hope everything is good. She's on the right track. Maybe she's got surgery coming up. I had reportedly heard she had the surgery in June, and maybe she did. I don't know. I guess I was under the impression that she was out of the rehab, had had the surgery, and things were good. But it still looks like she's in the rehab center. They obviously filmed while she was in rehab. So it's going to be a very good season. But congrats to her. Sunflowers were the flower of choice. Amy was the maid of honor, as we know. And we know where in, oh my God. It's like, now we know the exact town. Okay, go to my TikTok page, at the Sarah Fraser Show. I did a whole video. We know the exact town and the rehab center where Tammy's at. Okay, if you care. Seems slightly stalkerish, but there you go. Sister Wives. Why does everyone hate Robin on Sister Wives? Why does everyone hate Robin on Sister Wives? I don't mind Robin. Am I on an island? Cody is television gold. The most narcissistic, oblivious human being of all time. By the way, does anyone know them? And are they still under COVID, crazy COVID protocol? Like, do we believe that Cody really was, like, into all this COVID protocol? Or he was just doing that so he didn't have to, like, see or have sex or hook up with these other sister wives? Like, what's the deal? I don't mind Robin. Am I the only one? Like, to me, Robin seems to just, like, go with the flow. Obviously, Cody is like most in love with Robin. Yeah, we get that. But is that why people hate her? I don't know. Okay, people are saying on my TikTok that people don't like Robin because they feel like she's smug and thinks she's better than the other wives. Oh, okay. I don't know. I just don't mind. I don't mind Robin. I don't know. Robin seemed sincere to me when oh my God, when Christine was leaving. I like Christine. The way she's handled this whole separation is so good. She just hasn't really lost her cool. She's been so calm about it. I'm like, okay, Christine, this is the way you get divorced. I mean, not that they were ever married, really, right? I mean, that's the best part to me. I know, like, for them, they engage in this, like, sister wives union or whatever, but, I mean, they're not really married, right? The only part of polygamy that sounds awesome to me is how they pool all their cash together. That's the best part. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I want a Louis Vuitton bag, I mean, have the other sister bitches got to, like, help me get that? That, to me, now I'm in, okay? But this whole sister wife world is crazy to me. And, you know, Janelle's reportedly left him too. The show is so good. It's just interesting because they really, like, it's filmed like in four locations over and over again, right? Christine's house, that damn RV they got out there on that, I don't know, land that seems to be shifting left and right, and they always got to prop that goddamn thing up. I don't know who would want an RV. People, I mean, everywhere you go, every parking lot in Los Angeles, every home has an RV parked out in front of it. Now, granted, I don't know who's living there. It's probably not theirs. But RV life seems awful to me. Who the fuck wants to live in an RV? You know what I'm saying? In a little bathroom that's, you know, 4 feet by 4 feet where, you know, you're sitting on the pot taking a shit, washing your hands at the same time. No thanks. I need space. Traveling across the country, have you driven most of the roads in the United States of America? Flat and fucking boring, okay? When you get off the beaten path and then, you know, you're like winding on these rickety roads with an RV, I don't think so. I don't know who loves RV life, but it is like the American way. You know what I mean? It's like Coca-Cola and then an RV. Ugh, pass for me. Anyhow, Janelle lives out on that RV. So it has been revealed this week, though, how the Sister Wives make their cash. So I'm going to get into that. I'm enjoying Sister Wives, I got to say. I really am. This is the first season I jumped on. I told y'all I'm not going back and watching 17 seasons. I'm not. I'm just not. Because what could possibly have transpired that I don't know? They got along. They all had kids. Yada, yada, yada. They all give birth at home, too. Amazing. Mm-mm-mm. God bless you. You do what you want, y'all. Listening to this podcast, that is the gorgeous thing about life. You do what you want. But ain't no way in hell. Ain't no way in hell. I'm putting all them damn fluids all over my floors at the house and then praying everything goes right. Mm-mm. I don't care how close you are to your baby. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Do not give me an RV or a home birth. But you do you. So it's been revealed this week what the sister wives do for work and how they make their cash. I'm curious for your feedback on this. So Janelle, did you know that Janelle sells LuLaRoe clothing? Huh? Janelle in that RV at Coyote Pass. I'm sorry. She doesn't. I'll tell you who does. Okay. So she has now launched her Strive with Janelle blog and workout company and motivational on social media. But it's not without its sales either. As a certified health coach, she now offers body compassion and accountability coaching. She does? Oh my God, I need that. I'm doing work on my inner child that was fat and made fun of. I need to go see Janelle. She's also launched a health and wellness program with her daughter, Maddie. Okay, so they're saying that she rakes in the cash that way. Robin is known for keeping a low profile on IG. Again, I don't mind Robin. Sorry, I don't mind her. But it's still a fundamental part of My Sister Wives Closet. The online jewelry and clothing line boutique was launched by all four wives plus their shared husband. The mom of five has been said to be the main driving force behind the digital shop, previously writing many of the blog posts with designing her own lines, but all the wives chip in. They last posted in 2019, but the site notes that they are busy updating the store and it will be back soon. We did miss an opportunity here, folks. I am no Gary Vee, but I will say, we're halfway through the season now. Store should have launched episode one of this season. Episode one. Then we have Mary. You know, Mary has the bed and breakfast, and then Mary's a LuLaRoe. Yeah. Remember the LuLaRoe leggings? Did you guys all see that? that little documentary. That was very interesting. Basically, they wanted to say it was a Ponzi scheme. Maybe it is. I have no idea. Christine, she runs C. Brown Quest with an Arizona corporation commission. She's also a LuLaRoe retailer and does cameos with Janelle to stay in touch with her fans. They're reportedly breaking in and raking in the money. The reality TV group reportedly earns about 10% of the show's per episode budget. It is believed that the Browns have made around $3 million in total from filming since their series began in 2010. It has to be way more than that, which equates to about $375,000 annually. It's got to be way higher than that. Way higher. Anyhow, fascinating. That's the LuLaRoe documentary. People are like on my TikTok going, yeah, I watched that. It was something else. I guess their leggings were like red hot. I don't think I ever owned a pair. But I did have a coworker that was majorly into them. That had like every single, those damn things. Oh my God. They always had a fucking spaceship on those LuLaRoe leggings or a frog. And they were like limited edition. I had a coworker that had every single one. And every day we got the rundown. She was like, these are my LuLaRoe sunflower edition. And then, you're looking and then she really wanted you to look. But it's like you're always drawn to the crotch because like, the sunflower was like never really like, sewed correctly together for the moose knuckle. It was always just like, oh, okay. And there was always like a sun hole like center right in your butthole and you couldn't help but like watch. Anyway, Christine has a boyfriend. People are on my thing. Christine's got a boyfriend. Who? Tag me. I want to see him. Supposedly Christine from Sister Wives has a boyfriend. Okay. Love it. You guys, is there somebody from the TLC world you want me to interview? I love talking about their shows. I just feel like it's some of the greatest reality TV out there. I do. I also do a lot of recaps about Bravo shows. So if you like what you hear, you can subscribe to the Sarah Fraser Show podcast here. Anywhere podcasts are played on Thursdays and Fridays, I do recaps of all the Bravo shows as well, the Housewives. Okay, love you guys. Follow me on TikTok at the Sarah Fraser Show. Bye, everybody. Bye, guys. Love you. Thanks for joining the live. You guys are amazing.